Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, Tuesday, April 27, 1955, 26 black Barbadian citizens, including 25 males and one female, Miss Elsie Tudor, met in secret at Glenhurst, a two-gabled chattel house at Parish Gap, Land's End, St. Michael, to adopt a constitution for a new party, to be called the Democratic Labour Party. This new party's ambition was to challenge and defeat both the governing Barbados Labour Party and the Progressive Conservatives, a party of planter businessmen politicians at the polls. The new party had begun as a faction in the ranks of the BLP, then led by Sir Grantley Adams. Breakaway Group's first chairman was Frederick Sleepy Smith, MP, and it included one of Adams' five cabinet ministers, C. Edwy Talmer, at the time Minister of Agriculture, Lands and Fisheries. The new party also included three other elected members of Parliament, Owen T. Alder, James Cameron Tudor, and Errol Walton Barrow. Alder had been the first to express open dissatisfaction with what he saw as Adams' dictatorial style of leadership, and his seemingly close alliance with leading members of the powerful white Barbadian minority. Alder's criticisms were supported by Tudor, Barrow, and by Lord Lloyd Brathwaite. They were the so-called Young Turks, or Restless Labourites. When Alder chaired the Democratic Labour Party's first public meeting at Queen's Park on the 6th of May 1955, the split with Adams became an open and bitter political war. The Democratic Labour Party took its name from the Democratic League, a political organisation of the black masses founded by Errol Barrow's uncle, Dr. Charles Duncan O'Neill, in 1924. The new party committed itself to that earlier group's socialist and liberal programmes, such as free secondary education for the children of the black masses and the diversification of the sugar-based economy. Described as a collection of wild boys, the new party was not expected to survive for long. This prediction seemed to be accurate when in the 1956 general election, out of the new party's 16 candidates, only three were elected: Theodore Branker, Cameron Tudor, and Frederick Smith. Errol Barrow lost the seat he had won in St. George in 1951 as a member of the Barbados Labour Party. However, at the next election in 1961, the party was victorious. Today the Dems are again fighting for their survival, this time under their first ever female leader, Verda de Pisa. Only time will tell what the voters of Barbados have in store for the Democratic Labour Party, 66 years after its foundation, on this date in 1955.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.